GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hildreth Tyler Show, and it's Open Mic Monday on a Monday. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about on the radio. It's a seldom occurrence we get to do this these days, so you can make the most of it by dialing 1-800-966-1039. We'll talk about what you want to talk about on the radio. Lead us in the conversation. 1-800-966-1039. We'll also keep an eye on the text messages coming into us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. And we always love the emails.
You've got mail.
Coming into the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Our pen pal Henry wrote us earlier this morning, George, concerning our discussion of no-knock warrants. In particular, the one that would suggest that any state or government official that takes part in a no-knock warrants execution could be penalized with up to 6 months in jail. Henry wrote to us, Hi, George and Rick. The bill you are discussing should be called the Crime Promotion Bill. In special circumstances, police need the no-knock warrant. Furthermore, the provision of the bill prohibiting state and local police from assisting federal agents is purely malicious. Did we not learn anything from 9/11? Everything must be done to make interagency cooperation possible. Punishing police agencies for helping each other is very disturbing. Henry, thanks. We always appreciate your emails to us. Also, Stan wrote to us in our conversation with Money Man Tom Hicks concerning the survey that found that 60% of Americans think their taxes will increase significantly over the next 4 years. Stan writes, sorry to be late in getting to you. In regards to the segment on taxes, I keep hearing that the top 5% of income earners pay more than 50% of federal taxes. This information would appear to differ from what's being discussed this morning. I think it's more than 5 and 50. I think it's the top one that pays 50. And then beyond that, I'll see if I can dig that up somewhere.
Okay.
You want to grab line one and see what they want to talk about?
Yeah, good morning. Time to talk to
George and Rick. I'm putting your name first, George, just because of the seniority.
True.
Thank you for letting my call go through last Friday near the end of what teed you off. Rick, you asked me about that little backer right there.
Yeah.
My dog Turkey, and what kind of a dog she is. She's a four-footed independent, as you can imagine. You guys saved my life, truthfully. That was the first nice question that anyone has asked me in 13 months.
Oh my gosh.
I was at the end and in line. Mr. Man.
Well, we
and I do have just one comment about that police chief situation there, retiring and stuff.
Yeah, what's that?
You can just imagine the grief he'd heard if he was putting the other line out there on his face page, you know, about, oh, you got to go along with the tide. Said everything that Fauci said or something similar. There'd be no end of people like Marty or even me sometimes grief with the stuff that nobody agreed with. I don't think 10% of the people agreed with any of that crap. But when you're in that public situation, what are you going to do? You got one opinion that's probably better be on your paycheck side.
Thank you so much. Best to you and best to Turquoise this morning. 1-800-966-1039. Here's the information that comes from the Tax Foundation attribution with assertion at taxfoundation.org. The top 1% for the year 2020. The top 1% paid a greater share of individual income taxes, 38.5%, than the bottom 90%, which paid 29.9%. Also, the top 1% of taxpayers paid a 26.8% average individual income tax rate, which is more than six times higher than taxpayers in the bottom 50%, which paid 4.0%. There may be a lot of corporations, if you want to call them that, that are labeled as they don't pay any taxes. I think you mentioned Pepsi before, and you also mentioned, who was the other corporation that you mentioned that didn't pay taxes?
Oh, there's a whole bunch
Pepsi,
of them.
But who was the other you mentioned?
Can't remember.
Pepsi and, okay. And, but those that are paying at a much, much, much higher rate. Oh, I apologize. These are numbers from the Internal Revenue Service for 2017, which was the latest numbers that were available. For 2017, yeah, the latest numbers
were available.
The
numbers I looked at, too, were not current. It takes a while, I guess, to get them current.
Yeah. Caller, hello. It's Open Mic Monday on a Monday. What do you want to talk about?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, George. This is TJ, the wheelchair driver.
TJ, it's good to hear your voice. We love getting your text messages to us. What's on your mind this morning?
Just having a wonderful day, knowing that you and I have someone in common, which would be Miss Marla.
You know Miss Marla?
Yes, I've worked with her for many years. I used to volunteer with her for a long time, and she talks very highly of her.
Please tell me that she is well.
She is very well. She's still working at Blue Hill Hospital, and she is having a good time. She lost her father-in-law that was living with her last year, but she's still doing well otherwise.
And she's remaining healthy even in a pandemic, because I know working at a hospital in a pandemic is a scary thing.
Yes, it is a very scary thing. I work in wheelchair transportation in Lewiston, Auburn, and it can be a scary thing working up next to people.
Understood. TJ, thank you so much. 1-800-966-1039. I know that was very personal, but Marla is friend from, oh my goodness. What year is it now? 20, 25 years ago. emails, text message to us. All these corporations employ people and they earn money and then they can and they do pay a lot of taxes. The thought being that if you cut out the corporations, you're going to cut out the people that are making money from the corporations and they won't be paying taxes. So the government's going to get whacked twice. And then as Tom Hicks surmised in our conversation, as history has shown, when the corporations do pull up stakes and they move away to where the taxes are lower and the jobs go with them, the government still has to find money somewhere. And so it ends up looking to the middle class to pay. Their thoughts. Bottom 50% of tax filers pay no taxes. Why aren't we looking to draw taxes from them? I guess arguably they're using infrastructure. They're using roads and bridges. And should they not have to pay in order to help support those roads and bridges? That from a texter. Thank you.
We're all going to pay.
It's just some will pay more than others.
We have a little leeway here to the, 17th of the month. To get her done.
Then I wonder if the extension still goes to October.
If you ask for an extension,
when you get an extension, normally it goes from April to October. And I wondered if it goes and extends beyond October, considering it was moved from April to May.
I don't know.
Caller, hello. It's Open Mic Monday on a Monday. What do you want to talk about?
Good morning. You know, when you say Open Mic Monday, and it's up to us to speak, you know, a plethora of thought goes through my head onto what I should talk about. But seems how it's apparent and obvious as time goes by that I'm living rent-free in the heads of some of your listeners. What would you suggest I ask for a question or I talk about? What's on your mind?
I think he's talking to you, George.
What's on my mind? Nothing this morning. It's Monday. I'm not worried about anything.
Still doing October. Thank you, texter.
Okay. Yeah, I've never had an extension, so I couldn't answer that question. But anyway, we've gone down the line here in a few things this morning. We talked about no knock. We've also talked about the Russell Garvin, who was the police chief in the Capitol Police. In Augusta, and his retirement, quote, in quotes. A lot of people talk about the First Amendment when we had that on. It's kind of interesting. You know, I don't get into a deep discussion on it here, but the First Amendment applies to the government. It doesn't apply to you and I. It applies to the government for making laws which regulate what you would say. And there's private sector like Twitter and Facebook, where we were talking about social media. It does not apply directly to answer, well, I'm not answering a question, that people say he can say anything he wants. Not necessarily.
Well, he can say anything he wants. He can't necessarily post anything he wants because he's using a venue. He's using an amplification system that's not his own. Arguably, you could say that Mark Zuckerberg, because he owns Facebook, he could say whatever he wants because that's his platform. Now, Russell Gobin, whomever, you, Joe, you, Jane, could go down to the center of town and you could say pretty much whatever you want from the center of town.
Yes.
And you could shout it out. And that is First Amendment. But First Amendment gets a little hinky when you consider whose platform you're using to help broadcast your message.
The First Amendment applies to government. Twitter and Facebook and other platforms are, by and large, private. They can do what they want. And it's pure and simple.
Caller, hello. It's Open Mic Monday. On a Monday, and you're on the road. Now you're on the radio. What do you want to talk about?
Hi, good morning. Earlier in the week, there was some coverage of lobstermen protesting the wind farms out in the Gulf of Maine. Mm-hmm. And one of the lobstermen brought up the fact or the point that a windmill makes quite a bit of noise as the blade goes by the tower. And he said that it was equivalent to a gunshot. And then they also talked about how the water would amplify that noise. And have you heard any more discussion on that, on how that could possibly affect the fisheries in the Gulf?
That's a very good question, especially concerning the amplification of that noise, because there's nothing to absorb the sound. You can argue, you may be for or against a windmill sitting on top of a mountain somewhere in western Maine, but there are trees at some point around it, maybe beneath it. I know they're doing a lot of blasting and clear cutting, but there are trees that might be able to absorb that sound. Ain't nothing to absorb the sound out in the middle of the ocean. And so that sound would be amplified. And I wonder if that causes an issue for the marine life that's below the waterline that can still catch or feel the vibration. Excellent point.
I have no hope to help him with that one. The question is, how far out, isn't it?
Well, I think the real question is, in whose waters?
Yeah, right.
If it's state waters, it's one thing, because Mills has asked for the pause. State Representative Billy Bob Falkingham, the Republican of Winter Harbor, off the top of my head, he had a similar bill putting a pause on it until we can get everyone at the table. And I know the group that Crystal Canny represents, the Wildlife Fishing Heritage, mm-hmm. They're asking for the same thing. Can we actually get people at the table to have the conversation? That hasn't happened yet. For some reason, there still seems to be a stall in that.
Yeah, Europe is at the center of offshore wind power. They've solved some of the problems. I don't know exactly how. Denmark, England, some of those places have done it. We're still kind of working it out.
You would think we'd just be able to rip a page out of their playbook.
I don't know.
Maybe the problem is it's written in a foreign language. We haven't been able to translate it yet. Can't we just take the Danes playbook and run it through Google Translate?
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.